Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, how to describe a place where you feel at peace in IELTS speaking, expert tips and sample answers. The topic, describe a place where you feel at peace, is a common theme in IELTS speaking tests. It allows examiners to assess your ability to express personal experiences, emotions, and descriptive language skills. This article will provide you with expert tips, sample questions, and high-scoring answers to help you excel in this topic. Part 1. Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, the examiner may ask you some general questions about peaceful places. Here are a few examples. Do you have a favorite place where you go to relax? What makes a place peaceful for you? How often do you visit places that make you feel calm? Let's look at a sample answer for the first question. Examiner, do you have a favorite place where you go to relax? Sample answer, band 7-8. Yes, I do. My favorite place to unwind is a small park near my house. It's not particularly fancy, but it has a lovely pond and some beautiful old trees that provide shade. I find it really soothing to sit on a bench there and just watch the ducks swimming or listen to the leaves rustling in the breeze. Sample answer, band 8-9. Absolutely. I have a go-to spot that I frequent whenever I need to decompress. It's a secluded beach about an hour's drive from my home. What I adore about this place is its pristine shoreline and the rhythmic sound of waves crashing against the rocks. The panoramic view of the horizon, especially during sunset, never fails to put me in a tranquil state of mind. Part 2. Long Turn. For Part 2, you might receive a cue card like this. Describe a place where you feel at peace. You should say where this place is, how often you go there, what you do there, and explain why this place makes you feel peaceful. Here's a sample answer. Sample answer, band 7-8. I'd like to talk about my grandmother's garden, which is a place where I always feel at peace. It's located in the countryside, about an hour's drive from the city where I live. I try to visit this garden at least once a month, usually on weekends when I have more free time. Sometimes, if I'm feeling particularly stressed, I might go there more frequently. When I'm in the garden, I engage in various activities. Often, I simply sit on the old wooden bench and read a book or do some sketching. Other times, I help my grandmother with some light gardening tasks, like watering the plants or pruning the roses. This place makes me feel peaceful for several reasons. Firstly, it's far removed from the hustle and bustle of city life, so there's a sense of quiet and tranquility that's hard to find elsewhere. The fresh air and natural surroundings also have a calming effect on me. Additionally, spending time with my grandmother, who is a very serene person herself, adds to the peaceful atmosphere. Moreover, the garden is full of memories for me. I've been visiting it since I was a child, so it feels like a safe haven, a place where I can escape from my daily worries and responsibilities. The familiar scents of the flowers and the gentle sounds of birds chirping create a soothing environment that helps me relax and recharge. In conclusion, my grandmother's garden is more than just a beautiful outdoor space. It's a sanctuary where I can find inner peace and reconnect with nature and my roots. Sample answer. I'd like to elaborate on a place that never fails to instill a sense of peace within me, a secluded mountain cabin that I discovered a few years ago. This idyllic retreat is nestled in the heart of the Rockies, about a 3-hour drive from my bustling city life. It's off the beaten path, accessible only by a winding dirt road that snakes through dense pine forests. I make it a point to visit this sanctuary at least quarterly, typically for extended weekends. However, during particularly demanding periods in my life, I might seek solace there more frequently, sometimes staying for a week or more. My activities at the cabin are deliberately low-key and introspective. I often start my mornings with meditation on the porch, basking in the first rays of sunlight as they pierce through the mist-covered valleys. Throughout the day, I might embark on short hikes, immersing myself in the pristine natural surroundings. In the evenings, I enjoy sitting by the fireplace, engrossed in a good book, or simply contemplating life while listening to the soothing crackle of burning wood. The peace I experience in this place is multifaceted. Firstly, the sheer isolation from the outside world allows me to disconnect from the constant digital noise and social pressures of modern life. The absence of cell phone reception and internet connectivity forces me to be present in the moment, a rarity in today's hyper-connected world. Moreover, the awe-inspiring natural beauty that surrounds the cabin serves as a powerful reminder of my place in the grand scheme of things. The towering mountains, ancient forests, and crystal-clear streams evoke a sense of timelessness that puts my daily worries into perspective. The simplicity of life at the cabin also contributes significantly to its peaceful atmosphere. Stripped of modern conveniences, I find myself falling into a natural rhythm, waking with the sun and sleeping when darkness falls. This alignment with nature's cycles has a profoundly calming effect on both my body and mind. In essence, this mountain retreat serves as an anchor in my life, a place where I can recalibrate my inner compass and find respite from the relentless pace of everyday existence. It's not just a location, but a state of being, one of tranquility, introspection, and harmony with nature. Follow-up questions. Has this place changed over time? Do you think it's important for people to have a peaceful place to go to? Sample answer for question 1, band 8-9. While the essence of the cabin and its surroundings has remained largely unchanged, I've noticed subtle shifts over the years. The forest around it has matured, with some trees growing taller and denser, enhancing the sense of seclusion. Inside, I've made a few mindful additions to increase comfort without compromising the rustic charm, a more ergonomic reading chair, and better insulation for colder months. These changes have, if anything, augmented the cabin's peaceful ambiance, making it an even more inviting sanctuary. Sample answer for question 2, band 8-9. I firmly believe that having access to a peaceful place is crucial for one's mental and emotional well-being in today's fast-paced world. Such spaces serve as vital oases where individuals can retreat from the constant barrage of information and stimuli, allowing them to recharge and recenter themselves. Moreover, these tranquil environments often facilitate introspection and self-discovery, which are essential for personal growth and maintaining a balanced perspective on life's challenges. In essence, peaceful places act as natural antidotes to the stress and anxiety that many people grapple with in their daily lives. Part 3, two-way discussion. In Part 3, the examiner might ask more abstract questions related to peaceful places. Here are some examples. Why do you think some people find it hard to relax in today's society? How can cities create more peaceful spaces for their residents? Do you think technology has made it harder for people to find peace? Let's look at a sample answer for the first question. Why do you think some people find it hard to relax in today's society? Sample answer, band 7-8. I think there are several reasons why people struggle to relax nowadays. Firstly, many of us lead very busy lives with demanding jobs and numerous responsibilities. This can make it difficult to switch off and find time for relaxation. Additionally, the constant connectivity through smartphones and social media means we're always reachable and often feel pressured to respond immediately to messages or emails. This can create a sense of always being on and never truly relaxing. Lastly, I believe the fast pace of modern life and the emphasis on productivity can make people feel guilty about taking time to relax, as if they're wasting time. Sample answer, band 8-9. The difficulty in relaxing in contemporary society can be attributed to a confluence of factors, in my opinion. Firstly, we're living in an era of unprecedented connectivity, where the boundaries between work and personal life have become increasingly blurred. This constant digital tether creates a pervasive sense of urgency and an inability to truly disengage from our professional responsibilities. Moreover, we're bombarded with an incessant stream of information and stimuli through various media channels, which can overwhelm our cognitive capacities and leave us in a state of perpetual mental arousal. This information overload often leads to a phenomenon known as decision fatigue, where the sheer volume of choices and inputs we face daily can deplete our ability to relax and unwind. Additionally, there's a prevailing cultural ethos that equates busyness with importance or success. This mindset can create a form of social pressure that makes individuals feel guilty or anxious about taking time for relaxation, viewing it as unproductive or self-indulgent. Lastly, the rapid pace of change in today's world be it technological, social, or economic, can induce a sense of uncertainty and instability. This underlying anxiety about keeping up or falling behind can make it challenging for people to achieve the mental state necessary for true relaxation. In essence, the combination of digital overconnectivity, information overload, social expectations, and the accelerated rate of change has created an environment where finding genuine peace and relaxation has become increasingly elusive for many individuals. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To achieve a high score in IELTS speaking, it's crucial to use a wide range of vocabulary and complex sentence structures. Here are some key words and phrases that can help you describe peaceful places. Tranquil, tranquil. Adj, free from disturbance, calm. Example, the tranquil lake reflected the mountains like a mirror. Serene, calm, peaceful, and untroubled. Example, the serene atmosphere of the monastery helped me find inner peace. Idyllic, adj, extremely happy, peaceful, or picturesque. Example, we spent an idyllic afternoon in the countryside, away from the city's noise. Sanctuary, sanctuary, a place of refuge or safety. Example, the garden became my sanctuary during the stressful exam period. To unwind, to relax after a period of work or tension. Example, I like to unwind by taking a long bath after a busy day. Respite, spit, a short period of rest or relief from something difficult. Example, the peaceful park offered a welcome respite from the noisy city streets. Ambiance, the character and atmosphere of a place. Example, the soft lighting and gentle music created a relaxing ambiance in the spa. To recharge, shodge, to regain energy and spirit. Example, I go to the mountains to recharge my batteries when I'm feeling stressed. Examiner's advice, to excel in describing a peaceful place in your IELTS speaking test. Use a variety of descriptive adjectives to paint a vivid picture of the place. Incorporate sensory details, what you see, hear, smell, and feel in this peaceful place. Explain not just what makes the place peaceful, but also how it affects you emotionally and mentally. Use a mix of simple and complex sentence structures to demonstrate your language proficiency. Practice speaking about different types of peaceful places to expand your vocabulary and ideas. Remember, the key to a high score is not just about describing the place, but also about demonstrating your ability to express complex thoughts and emotions in English. Good luck with your IELTS preparation. For more tips on describing places and experiences in IELTS speaking, you might find these articles helpful. How to describe a place you like to go to relax after work in IELTS speaking. How to describe a time you felt very happy in IELTS speaking.